For over 78 years, our family's been part of your love stories. At Diamond Seller, we offer bigger diamonds, better prices, and timeless designs for every chapter of your life. From your first yes to your forever I do, trust the jeweler who knows diamonds best. Visit Diamond Seller today.
State Sports Network from Learfield is proud to bring you The Chris Holtmann Show, presented by Roosters, a fun casual joint. The Chris Holtmann Show is brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, and by Credit Union of Ohio. Now, along with Coach Holtmann and former Ohio State captain Ron Stokes, here's the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels.
And welcome to our first weekly show with Ohio State head coach Chris Holtmann as the Buckeyes come back home. Late last night, early this morning, after their Big Ten season opening victory, 76-64 Penn State. It's been so long, Coach. How are you?
Yeah, I think it was just a few hours ago we were traveling via plane and bus to Columbus. So yes. It's good to see you guys again.
It is, and certainly good to start conference play off with a win the way your team played last night.
Yeah, it really is. It's hard to get wins in this league, home or road, as we talked about. Those are hard to come by in this league. This league's really good again. I just saw the new, first net rankings came out, and I think our league had the second most highest net ranking, top 50 net rankings. So, listen, it's a great league, and to win on the road at Penn State was great.
Coach, the transition from the big win against Duke for this first Big Ten Conference game, what was the challenges of making sure the guys enjoy that win but at the same time refocus and get ready for Penn State?
Well, I think that's really where you're relying on your leadership. Our guys, our older guys, I texted them last night or the night before we played and just said, hey, this is your team. You know, we're going to start the way that you prepare your team for this. Because, we have some inexperienced guys, new roster and just some youth that I think has to understand what playing a Big Ten game is like. So, I thought those guys did a good job with their readiness and then preparing their team for this. And, we have a tough week. We understood that after Duke, we have three really tough games. We've got Towson, who's a really good team on Wednesday, and then a really good Wisconsin game on Saturday. So they come at you quick, but I did want our guys to enjoy that Duke win for a moment.
And not even just the Duke game, but when you look at Xavier, you look at Seton Hall, Florida, this is kind of – and let's not exclude Akron and Bowling Green. These are teams that kind of got you prepared, at least ideally, for what the conference play would look like.
I think so. I hope so. What you don't want to do is you don't want to damage your team's confidence early, and I think that's always a fine line that you balance. You know, quite frankly, I looked at some teams that I won't share on air here, and they haven't played anybody through the first month, but they're undefeated, and that's their way of scheduling and their philosophy of scheduling. It's not been ours. It's not been mine. I've said this. I would be more along the lines of a guy like Tom Izzo, who would like to play as hard a schedule as possible. But you do run the line of, you're going to take some bumps along the way if you do that, and you just have to make sure your team understands that their confidence can't be damaged.
Coach, as a head coach, and you're running your team and coaching your team, and your assistant coaches are there on the bench. How important are they and getting guys and keeping them ready? Look at Cedric Russell, for example, didn't play a lot early on in the year, but when his number was called, he was ready to play. So just talk about your assistant coaches and how they play in helping you to keep guys engaged.
Yeah, they have to be really engaged, as do I. I think with everybody nowadays, because players, the unfortunate thing is right now there's so much information, misinformation. So a player back when we played could have a bad game or not play, and he just is going to maybe talk to his family, maybe talk to his coach or whatever, and maybe his high school coach. Well, now, you go on social media and people are talking about you. Well, why didn't you play? Why didn't this guy play? What's, you should be playing more, and it feeds whatever they're feeling. So I think there's more conversation that has to happen with young people as you go through that. It's interesting, before we came up here, I just had Ryan Peden just said he was talking to a coach, a Division I coach, that showed his his team Cedric Russell's stats through the first six games or whatever, and then showed him Cedric's highlight clips in the Duke game, and the idea of being ready, the readiness to play when your number's called. And that's the challenge for everybody. And as long as our guys and Cedric continues to stay ready, sometimes he'll play more, sometimes he'll play less. It's their job to stay ready. That's what gives them the best chance to be their best.
Here early on at this point of the season, your team has dealt with all kind of different situations, having a lead and being challenged like last night, being behind by a bunch and coming back and doing what you did against Duke. Is that something that, as much as you try and practice and before the season, you need those game-type situations to be able to prepare for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I got asked last night in the media about giving up the lead, and I think, if I can recall, maybe a week ago, I think Duke just gave up a lead, didn't they?
We all saw that.
So we're not the only team in college basketball that gives up leads every now and then. You know, it's a part of what happens in college basketball, and it's the reality is, especially we were at home, Duke was on the road. You expect that the home team is going to play with a little. I'm sure Duke expected that. Duke did not expect that 15-point lead to finish as a 25-point lead. And granted, Coach K has an incredible record of not losing leads like that. I get that, but it's also a road environment. And the challenge is to kind of stay in the moment, correct those things the next day in film that you can do that might have contributed to losing a lead. And that's what we tried to do. You know, we were up double figures against, I think, Florida, and they came back and won on the last shot. And that game had a few more possessions. But you just try to make corrections from one game to the next. But you do understand in college basketball, home, road, neutral, teams are going to make run. And you've got to respond in the moment. Very rarely, particularly in league play, are you going to have, you know, teams lay down and give Penn State credit. They certainly did not lay down last night.
No, they didn't. If you have a question for Coach Holtman, you can submit it to our Union Home Mortgage inbox via Twitter at OSU Coach, or go to the OhioStateBuckeyes.com website and click on Chris Holtman Show inbox. Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage, promises kept. UHM.com, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 2229. Next game for the Buckeyes, Wednesday night against Towson. We'll be on the air with the Logan AC and Heat Services Buckeye pregame show beginning at 8:15. More of today's show presented by Roosters coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's to the ones who put in the work, the no days off rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with Chocolate Milk is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Football's Archie Griffin for Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, and more, Encova provides a full range of insurance products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at Safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
If coming up with a perfect gift idea is making you feel a little like the Grinch, Roosters can put you in the giving spirit. For every $50 of gift cards purchased, you'll receive a $10 Roosters Holiday Buck to enjoy Roosters award-winning wings and so much more. Don't be a Grinch.
How dare you!
We all know it's better to give than receive, right? What could be better than giving and receiving? Go to roosterswings.com for more info or drop by any of our locations and purchase your gift cards today. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas from Roosters, a fun casual joint.
There's no place like home, and no one knows that better than your local lender, Credit Union of Ohio. Credit Union of Ohio wants to offer you the opportunity to build your own winter comfort zone, a place you can relax during basketball season as you take in the big games. You'll love Credit Union of Ohio for its quick decisions and you first banking philosophy. Visit cuofohio.org to work with a team member and make your home dreams come true. NCUA Insured, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 704953.
Kroger knows this year the holidays are doubly important, so make your celebrations doubly special with fresh, never-frozen, prime-grade beef and Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Double specialness, void where prohibited. Certain restrictions.
Wait, stop and- illegal! We've got even more special holiday food, like delicious King Crab Legs, Private Selection gourmet potatoes, or cave-aged Murray's cheese and fresh-baked La Brea bread. Kroger, fresh for everyone. All right, legal. You're up.
Double specialness, void where prohibited. Certain restrictions may apply. Shop for participating stores for more details.
The Fan. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. This is the Chris Holtmann Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Welcome back to this week's show. And time for our Elk and Elk injury report. And as much as you want to share, I know, Coach, it was nice to see that Eugene Brown was suited and ready to go last night, if need be, after he'd missed some games. But just good to see him going through the shoot-around and all of the usual drills that everybody goes through.
Yeah, he had just literally, he actually had didn't even have quite a full contact practice. So he literally has just got back and just got cleared. And, you know, I think so we'll have to work him back into our rotation here. Yeah, we've obviously got some guys rehabbing. We know about Seth's injury. The timeline on that hasn't changed, and Justice Suing, his timeline has not changed. We're still looking at weeks for both of those guys. So, you know, those guys obviously were important parts of our rotation. Justice all year was one of our most consistent players in Big Ten play. So we'll see when we get those guys back, and we'll see how quickly they can get back and get, you know, round into the, kind of the form and the shape that those guys were in before. But Eugene will be back with us, sure.
That's good. Our injury report brought to you by Elk and Elk. Serious fans for Ohio State Athletics. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Go Bucks. You were talking in the last segment about dealing with a crowd. Is that still an adjustment based on last year?
You know, it is. I think it's really been it's been a blessing just to be able to be back in a college environment. And I know all the sports teams here have appreciated that. Yeah, it's great. You know, I think I talked about it. It was quite an experience for a lot of these guys' first true road game to be at Xavier as their fans were around 11:30, around shoot around, rolling in with the bus, the team bus, greeting the team bus in a really friendly way that those guys like to do. I think that was seeing 250 students lined up. That was kind of an indoctrination, like this is what it's going to be like. And it was a great experience, but I just can't say enough about our home crowd for the Duke game. I understand all that game is with Coach K being a legendary figure, but I just thought our crowd was phenomenal, and we certainly appreciate that.
Coach, I'm going to go back to the injury update we just had. Just walk us through the process when you look at the team you should expect to have in the next year, and then, of course, you have injuries. How does that impact the offense that you'll try to run, the defensive sets, and so forth?
Well, it has changed our team, you know, in probably the most significant way. Ron, has been, you know, we went into the season saying, okay, hey, these are some guys we could count on, and this is how we're going to run things offensively. And we really did plan that around a few guys, Justice Suing being one of them, because of his ability to get to the free throw line, to attack, to play with versatility. So we've had to eliminate kind of some of the things we do offensively, just not having him. And you can see in certain games, the Florida game, for example, even last night, our ability to get easy points from the free throw line, our ability to get the team in foul trouble, it's not as significant without him. And also just the size he provides kind of on the perimeter. Obviously, same thing with Seth, although, you know, there's a little more depth at Seth's position. And with Gene being out, we've had to move some things around here. But I think it changes things. You don't ever want to have an injury of this significance, but it's part of it. We're not the only college basketball team that's been out with some guys. But we have had to change some things for sure. And I think we've seen it and felt it, you know, when you're late in games and you're saying, okay, who can we put the ball in their hands? We've had some guys step up and make some big-time plays. But Justice was so good last year at just being forceful, playing with force at 6'7", that's probably impacted us as much as anything.
Does that tie into development of players so that they have to work on not just what they're good at, but expanding their skills as well?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. You know, some of those skills are naturally kind of God-given, and you have the ability and the frame to be kind of a high free throw rate guy. So that's what we're lacking probably the most. We have that in EJ. EJ can get to the foul line at a high level. But we're missing that with Justice. We need more of that. And we do have to improve some guys in that area, but they're not going to give us the free throw rate that Justice brought.
Coach, in terms of development, I thought I had heard you mention about Cedric Russell not getting on campus until August.
Yes.
And you're talking about a number of adjustments, him going from where he was playing to the level of the Big Ten,
yep,
getting acclimated to his new teammates and so forth. So just talk about that adjustment for that young man.
Well, it really has been an adjustment. He had to graduate, so he had to finish school, or he wanted to graduate. We're glad he did. And he came up late. He didn't get here until the fall. It's the first time he met his teammates. He also has had some illness in his family, as well as a death in his family that's taken him away from the team for a good amount of time here. And I think, you know, he's a young man who never had sat his entire career, had sat an entire half not playing. So the first time he sat an entire half and didn't play, it was a hard for him, and an adjustment. As much as you're trying to prepare guys for, hey, this is going to be different, you don't know what fully it's going to look like, and they don't, and they have to be able to manage the disappointment and the adversity the right way, and prepare for the next opportunity. And that's what he's done, and that's what he's got to continue to do. But I'm proud of him for him to have that moment in the Duke game.
Well, coaches can do so much. Is that where you lean on some of the other players to be a conduit there?
Yeah, and you share examples. You know, we have so many of examples. I mean, you go on down the line from guys like Ron who've played here, who maybe early on didn't play or didn't play as much or didn't play as much as they thought. You got guys at other schools. You know, Frank Kaminsky was Big Ten Player of the Year, and he did not play his freshman year, did not play at all. You know, there's so many examples of guys. We're in an immediate gratification society, and everybody thinks that it can happen right away. But you help your teammates help, and you hope that they also see examples of other guys who are going through some of the same struggles that they are.
Coach, I'm going to talk about Jamari Wheeler, obviously going back to Penn State where he played last year. Most shots, field goal attempts in the entire year in one game.
Yep.
You want him to be more aggressive? Or what? When you look at him as a player, what's the expectation there?
We do want him to be be more aggressive, Ron. I think we've talked about that. Probably one or two of those threes might have been, he could have made a one more. But you very rarely have to say to Jamari, hey, make one more. Like, he's extremely unselfish. 9 assists, 1 turnover last night. I think for him, he's got to continue to be an offensive threat for us to be our best offensively. So we do want him to be aggressive. You know, 6 threes in a game, I want him to take a few. I don't know if he's going to consistently take 6. But, you know, maybe he was felt back at home, I guess. So
we'll talk more with Coach Holdman. We continue with our weekly show presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
At Ohio State Outpatient Care New Albany, we've opened the doors to a new way to experience nationally ranked care in a convenient setting, located at the corner of 161 and Hamilton Road. Here you'll find every medical service you need under one roof, from advanced walk-in immediate care to your physicians and specialists, diagnostic services, and even outpatient surgery. We're combining all your health needs all in one place, so you never need to look further than Ohio State Outpatient Care New Albany, now open and taking new patient appointments.
Every game, every season, Buckeye Nation comes together to support Ohio State basketball. The Buckeyes make their fans proud by giving it their all on the court. Their hard work, determination, and resilience embody what our state is all about. Every client, every day, Elk and Elk works tirelessly to support the great people of Ohio. A consistent winner in the courtroom, we get injury victims the compensation they deserve. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Love Donato's pepperoni? Get it hot with the spicy pepperoni pizza. Made with 100 pieces of spicy pepperoni and zesty banana peppers. Or get a lot with the 150 pepperoni pizza, loaded with 150 pieces of Donato's famous crispy pepperoni. Now get a large for just $1 more than a large one topping. Hosting a crowd? Let Donato's make your next party delicious and easy. Order online at Donato's.com.
What's better than cheering the Buckeyes on to victory? Wearing our exclusive collection of OSU jewelry as you watch. Hi, this is Alex Johnson from the Diamond Seller. We're an officially licensed jeweler of The Ohio State University, and we've created beautiful Buckeye jewelry that will last a lifetime. From Blocko earrings to Diamond Script Ohio necklaces, we've got luxury Buckeye gifts starting at $99. No matter where you're watching, show your Buckeye love at the Diamond Seller, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your home for Ohio State Athletics, The Fan. Now back to the Chris Holtman Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone knows it's better to give than to receive, so what could be better than giving and receiving? For every $50 you give in Roosters gift cards, you'll receive a $10 Roosters bonus buck. Roosters, the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and proud sponsor of the Chris Holtman Show. Make them part of your holidays. Roosters, a fun, casual, and merry joint. Welcome back to this week's show, and we'll start with some of our Union Home Mortgage inbox questions. Charlie in Lancaster, who asks, knowing that games are basically scheduled for any day of the week, does it seem odd playing on Sunday evenings?
Yeah, you know what? It has, although I'm probably used to it now, Charlie. I think now you just kind of get used to it. It's all dictated by TV. We understand that, so they kind of – we play when they tell us we can play or when we're going to play. You know, we've got – we had a 9:35 tip against Duke. We had a Sunday night game. We have another 9 p.m. tip this Wednesday night. So, yeah, you're ready and excited to play whenever they do it, but the Sunday games do always feel a little bit what you do as a coach, honestly, is you lose track of what day is what day. It's game day or it's prep day. It's not Saturday or Sunday in most cases.
I know scheduling's got to be complicated, but it'd be nice if they take – for example, the two Big Ten teams that are furthest apart, they never play during the week.
Yeah.
Play on Saturday so that at least the kids get home late Saturday night. They have Sunday, and then they can have school. I mean, these 8, 9 o'clock games at night and in the middle of the
– I know.
That's just insane.
It is insane because you people don't realize how late – you know, I'm sure, like, look at Duke. I'm sure they got back at whatever, 2:30 or 3 in the morning. That particular after that game. So yeah, it is strange. It's different, but I think again we're used to it. It's been that way now as soon as obviously all the TV has gotten involved.
And having been around you in your program now, we know that when you've had some of those late games away, if possible, you'll stay a second night in that location to come back the next morning just to make everybody a little fresher.
Yeah, we did that when we played at Carolina a couple years ago and beat them there. We stayed overnight because we, I believe, had maybe a Big Ten opener a couple days after that. Or a Big Ten home game, I believe. And it might, actually might have been Wisconsin, if I can recall. So I think, yeah, we wanted to make sure that we were rested and got a good night's sleep. And NBA teams will do that too. If they have late night games, they'll stay in the city and then travel the next morning.
Yeah, I kind of remember Nebraska too doing that one time, I think.
I think they have.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Coach, you had talked about this in your years here at Ohio State. This could be the most challenging schedule.
Yes.
Right.
I think it could. I when you look at it, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But when you look at it, the schedule we put together, both with some really good mid-majors, as well as just, you know, for example, when we were playing in the Florida tournament, they gave us the option of do we want to play Cal or Seton Hall, because they were in a perfect world. I think the people there were probably saying, okay, if we can get say Florida and Ohio State in a final, that would be best for TV ratings, all those kind of things. And I told them I let's play Seton Hall because I think Seton Hall is going to be a tournament team. And not that I didn't think Cal was, but just at this point in their program, Seton Hall's in a better place. So some of that is you get the choice, right? Or you can kind of dictate that. And for me, I thought, now looking back on it, I'm glad, because I think we were able to beat a tournament team on a neutral site floor versus, you know, if we played Cal and beat them and then played Florida. So it is in a lot of ways, because I think Xavier now is good. They're going to be a tournament team. They haven't been for the last 3 years, but I would certainly anticipate they had another good win yesterday. Seton Hall, obviously Duke, Kentucky will be for sure. And then our league is going to be elite again. So,
and next of our Social Union Home Mortgage inbox questions, Jim in Sylvania, and this goes back to a topic we were already discussing, but when a player comes back from extended injury, what's the most difficult part for them to get back into basketball shape?
Well, it's timing. You know, it's skill. Basketball is a skill game. So anytime you're away from skill for a number of days or weeks, you know, look at a guy like Gene has to be careful. Eugene Brown has to be careful that he doesn't get too frustrated with himself, because he's been out for a few weeks now, and you lose just a certain level of sharpness in your skill. So I think that combined with conditioning are the things that get lost. What I'd like to see with most guys who've been out for a little while is, you know, I'd like to see a couple practices to where, you know, they feel confident in their ability to play the way that they want to play and that we want them to play, for sure.
Coach, when you look at your team and you talk about how much depth you have this year, how about the conditioning for the guys who may not play major minutes in a particular game? How do you manage that?
Yeah, on a day like today, Coach Q will grab some guys that played basically 20 minutes or less and do some extra conditioning with them. Because we play on Wednesday with a quick turnaround right now, we will not do much other than this will be a recovery day for our players that played 25-plus minutes. So it's a lot of, you know, Q will do a yoga session with them, a lot of stretching. Time with our athletic trainer, Brad, film work, and then the guys that did not play as much as 20 minutes will do extra conditioning just to keep themselves ready and in good shape as the year goes on.
And on the other end of that, and we've asked you this before, in the course of a game like last night, monitoring minutes of guys that play a lot of minutes, just if you would kind of go through the mechanics of how, I'm sure the assistants are involved in pointing out, hey, here's a chance with a media timeout coming up, things like that.
Yeah, we've tried to do that, and I probably played Jamari a few too many minutes last night. 37's too much. But I think in general right now I'd like to keep our guys you know, not topping out more than, say, 31, 32 minutes. I think we've got enough depth where we can play guys our best players between 25 to 31, 32 minutes, because we have enough depth to do that. I've got to continue to grow our bench. But, yeah, you're really mindful of it, especially in this stretch right now, not to overtax your guys. And, you know, when you have a guy like Kyle Young, the luxury of having him come off the bench and play like he did last night, it allows you to do that.
Coach, I want to just talk about development. I know during the post-game comments you talked about Kyle Young's shooting and how it has improved. I want you to comment on that and how much work went into that. But Zed Key, his development over the summer and some of the things he's doing much better this year as compared to last year.
Yeah, I just got some smirks last year when I said Kyle Young was one of our best shooters because he hadn't really shown it up to that point. I didn't think I was being serious. They're like, oh, what a shooting team we got if Kyle Young's our – just because up to that point he had not shown the ability to consistently make threes, and yet we grade out every shooting drill. I've told you guys this, and in the summer before last year, I mean, he was shooting it. He needs a little bit of time to shoot it, but he was shooting it as accurate as Dwayne, as Justin, in all of our shooting drills. So I said – listen, this is, we've got to allow him. He's even surprising us to a certain degree, because if you saw him as a freshman, it was just so inconsistent. And some of that was a confidence thing. But he really, really worked at it. He committed to it. Ryan Peden did a great job growing and developing his skills. And we've said, hey, we've got to allow him. We've got to put him in places where he's shooting it more. And you know, he won't always have four nights, but I really do, and his teammates and we as coaches trust his ability to make time and space open threes for sure. And he gave us a great lift last night with that. As far as Zed, I think Zed is a guy that we expected to take a move forward. He's got to continue to grow in a lot of areas. Passing and passing out of the post are the biggest challenges for him right now. And not turning it over in traffic as he gets congestion around him. But, man, he's shown great development as a sophomore. He really has, and I'm hoping it continues.
We'll talk more with Coach Holtman when we continue with our show this week, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Everyone's so busy keeping up. Forget about the Joneses. We all on our telephones with the texts and the tweets and the beats. What he said, she said, can't even follow the thread. Down the hole, we all go. Me, I like keeping up too. With my Corona and my attitude. That's La Vida Masfina.
Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, college basketball fans, the clock is ticking on historic low mortgage rates. Beat the buzzer and score with Union Home Mortgage, official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage puts you first, getting you approved for a home loan that best aligns with your financial needs and personal wants. Take advantage of today's low rates before time expires. Call 1-877-UHM4U or go to UHM.com to get started with a fast, hassle-free quote.
Union Home Mortgage Corporation is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 2229.
If coming up with a perfect gift idea is making you feel a little like the Grinch, Roosters can put you in the giving spirit. For every $50 of gift cards purchased, you'll receive a $10 Roosters Holiday Buck to enjoy Roosters award-winning wings and so much more. Don't be a Grinch.
How dare you!
We all know it's better to give than receive, right? What could be better than giving and receiving? Go to roosterswings.com for more info or drop by any of our locations and purchase your gift cards today. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas from Roosters, a fun casual joint.
Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning, thick-cut aged steaks for over 30 years. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the premier steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Three Columbus area locations now fully open, Upper Arlington, Downtown, and Dublin. For reservations and dining information, visit HydeParkRestaurants.com.
Every game, every season, Buckeye Nation comes together to support Ohio State basketball. The Buckeyes make their fans proud by giving it their all on the court. Their hard work, determination, and resilience embody what our state is all about. Every client, every day, Elk and Elk works tirelessly to support the great people of Ohio. A consistent winner in the courtroom, we get injury victims the compensation they deserve. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan. The Fan. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. Your home for Buckeye basketball. This is the Chris Holtman Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Union Home Mortgage is the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage, promises kept. Visit UHM.com. And welcome back to this week's show with Ohio State head coach Chris Holtman, whose team will be back on the home court Wednesday hosting Towson. What can you tell us about Towson here?
Yeah, physical team, really good mid-major team. They went and beat New Mexico. They had a chance to beat Pitt on the road. It was a one-possession game against Pitt on the road. It'll definitely be a test for us on Wednesday at 9 o'clock here in the shop. So we're excited about that challenge. Again, it's a good team, and obviously we have Wisconsin this weekend.
And certainly when you think about Big Ten play, and you know that's coming down the pike when everything begins in late October, early November, are you able to kind of at a distance eyeball, like as you're getting ready for Penn State, okay, Wisconsin played Marquette, this, still kind of just absorb some of it to be ready when Wednesday's done to get ready for that?
Yeah, you keep an eye on it. We've watched these teams a little bit. You know, the one thing that's tricky about Wednesday's game is it's in between two Big Ten games. So our guys are going to have the right mindset and the right approach going into Wednesday's game. I think that's going to be really important because they understand, obviously, we're in the middle of our two Big Ten game stretch here in December. But you peak it. I was telling somebody, you know, the other day that, you know, when you're watching these Big Ten ACC challenges, you know, you're rooting for your league, but privately you don't mind if one of the teams in your league doesn't look very good in this Big Ten ACC challenge because, you're like, okay, you know, that makes me feel a little bit better. You'd still like to win the whole challenge, but you don't mind if a team looks like they're really struggling. You hope those struggles continue when they play you guys.
And you can see their warts.
Yeah, no doubt. Warts are a good thing when you're seeing an opponent, for sure, a future opponent, but our league did a great job with the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and I think we've won it here a couple years in a row.
Coach, I want to go back to the Penn State game early, and I know that there's been some guys at Penn State, won't mention their names, has had some success against Ohio State.
Yes.
Initials are TC.
Yes.
But Seth Lundy, for example, I was telling Paul before the game, he's had some incredible numbers against Ohio State, and then I think he scored 9 out of their first 13. So what are you thinking about trying to change his game and disrupt him a little bit?
Yeah, here we go again with Seth Lundy. He's really caused us problems. I thought EJ did a good job making him work and earn it as the game went on. And he gave him one uncontested three off of baseline out of bounds where his stick hand was late. But I thought Lundy hit a really tough shot for his second bucket, really a second and third. But I thought EJ's length and ability to just be a strong physical body as he was driving it, I thought was really good. And I'm proud of EJ. I think he's making strides on the defensive end in that area. He's committed to it. He knows he has to get better at being a perimeter defender. He's improved in that area. And, I'm happy because I know that's been a point of focus for him, that he's wanted to be a better perimeter defender.
Especially at shot blocking?
He's been phenomenal at shot blocking and coming from help side and from the perimeter. Whereas last year, sometimes he was guarding bigger bodies. Now he's coming from the perimeter. He's been phenomenal. As good as the best I've ever seen it in this opening stretch. I've never seen a guy have that number of blocks from help position. He's one of the leaders in the country right now, I think, in blocks, although I don't think he had one last night. But he's just been phenomenal, and he's got to continue to do that.
You know, Coach, when I look at him, his ability to just explode off the floor instantly is just so impressive.
It really is. We saw that. His mom was a volleyball player. So she was a Division I volleyball player. So his dad was a Division I football player. So you can see kind of that body and athleticism, why that makes EJ. But we always looked at him. We said he's a really quick jumper. Now, he blocked a ridiculous amount of shots in high school because he was kind of bigger than everybody else. Here, we've challenged him. When he's playing with a high motor, he really impacts the game on both ends. And that's what we've challenged him with, play harder, play with more motor consistently. And he's had a phenomenal start.
With what we've seen from Justin Arnes here at this point of the year, more minutes, more opportunities, which has led to, in some cases, more scoring. But the way he's rebounded the basketball, has that been more growth in his game?
You know, I think it's a part of his game that has to, you know, you can't be one-dimensional and be a really good player in this game. And Justin's not been one-dimensional. He's bought into the idea of being a complete defender. Part of defending is rebounding, being a defensive rebounder. And, you know, he's done a good job with that. He's got to continue to get better with that. He's got to continue to embrace that. You know, I get on him sometimes. He leaks out a little bit too early. I want him to stay in there and finish plays. But that's a big part of our defense. We have to be able to rebound the ball defensively better.
Is that translation cherry picking?
Yeah, that sure is. That sure is. That's one of the reasons. Yeah, he'll be sure to be on the film the next day if he does much of that.
Yeah, when you talk about his uniqueness and his ability beyond the arc, that definitely changes games. And we were talking about this during the broadcast. Your team is going into the game 19-3 when he plays, when he makes three or more threes.
Wow.
So that shows a lot.
That's an interesting stat.
Yeah, when he's making shots, boy, that does so many other things for your
offense. It does. It does. It's just the amount of attention that you guys know this, that he commands from defenses. You see it. He's the focal point. Really outside of kind of our main scores, he's the focal point of our defenses. He puts fear, strikes fear in you because of his ability to shoot the ball. And if he can, you know, keep guys in front, defend as a team, scrap on the glass, he can be a really valuable player.
Not just from the threat he brings, but with others. Is that where the ball movement becomes so crucial?
Yeah, when he's playing well and when we're playing well, the ball really pops and moves. And I thought it did at times last night. It stuck at times this year. When we're playing well, he's a ball mover and the ball really moves.
Well, his confidence level, the things that I'm noticing now, early on in his career, hard closeout,
yeah,
settle, and he'll pass it. Now it's a nice pump fake,
yes,
separation dribble, and he'll continue to shoot the basketball. So
yeah,
I'm sure that's some coaching and then his growth as a basketball player.
His sophomore year, we talked to him about sidestep threes. Mm-hmm. Shot fake sidestep threes. I'm not a huge fan of the one or two dribble pull-ups that you and I probably used to practice. you know, it's okay every now and then, but it's a harder shot than you think. The defense has time to close out.
That's true.
And it's not many players can consistently make that shot. Now, some guys can. Malachi's good at a pull-up. C.J. Walker was good at a pull-up. I didn't love Dwayne shooting pull-ups. So we've really worked with him on sidestep threes. Really, we started his sophomore year. He worked on it every offseason and throughout the year. You'll see him in shooting drills now. It's just a move that he has added to his game. You know, we said, hey, Justin, just shot fake and take one sidestep to your right or your left, and if you still have a clean look, snap it off. And he's done a really good job with that.
You mentioned Malachi Branham. We saw some of what he can bring last night, and you talked when you were on the air with us right after the game that he's got spots where he can get into advantageous positions.
Yeah, he gets to his spots as good as anybody we have. I still would like for him to get to the foul line a little bit better. He's got to play with more force and physicality on both ends, but he's getting better, and he really gets to his pull-ups and his spots. Keep in mind now, he's 6'4 with a 6'10 wingspan, so he can finish at the top of his release, and it's hard to challenge. And I think for us, we need another guy with justice out that can get to his spots and elevate and make plays.
Boy, when he gets there, with his ability to pass and his awareness and timing and understanding of the game, watch out.
No, no doubt. He's got a really
high ceiling.
He's got a really high ceiling as a player. Got to get stronger.
Yeah.
Got to get more physical. and continue to be assertive, but really high ceiling as a player.
Through the course of some of these games you've had, last night was another example, guys learning how to deal with adversity or when all of a sudden a team's making a run. Is that something that just game experience is what they have to go through to be able to learn how to deal with it?
Yeah, I think so. I think, again, we've had guys really make, you know, make some really clutch plays. You know, Michi, Malachi, Zed, EJ, on down the line. But, yeah, it takes a lot of game experience, trial and error, some disappointing moments that you have to learn and grow from. It's all a part of this right now, this November-December stretch. How much can this prepare us as we move forward into January and February?
All right, we'll talk more with Coach Holtman when we continue with our weekly show presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
At the James at Ohio State, we know cancer is a complex disease that, when detected early, has more opportunities for treatment and cure. The James Cancer Diagnostic Center provides patients who may have cancer with direct access to diagnostic testing, offering a first step in determining a patient's specific type of cancer, delivered by the experts who study and treat cancer every day. If you think you have cancer, visit cancer.osu.edu/diagnosticcenter.
Football's Archie Griffin for Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, and more, Encova provides a full range of insurance products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Ohio State Outpatient Care New Albany, we've opened the doors to a new way to experience nationally ranked care in a convenient setting, located at the corner of 161 and Hamilton Road. Here you'll find every medical service you need under one roof, from advanced walk-in immediate care to your physicians and specialists, diagnostic services, and even outpatient surgery. We're combining all your health needs all in one place, so you never need to look further than Ohio State Outpatient Care New Albany, now open and taking new patient appointments.
If coming up with the perfect gift idea is making you feel a little like the Grinch, Roosters can put you in the giving spirit. For every $50 of gift cards purchased, you'll receive a $10 Roosters holiday buck to enjoy Roosters award-winning wings and so much more. Don't be a Grinch.
How dare you!
We all know it's better to give than receive, right? What could be better than giving and receiving? Go to roosterswings.com for more info or drop by any of our locations and purchase your gift cards today. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas from Roosters, a fun casual joint.
There's no place like home, and no one knows that better than your local lender, Credit Union of Ohio. Credit Union of Ohio wants to offer you the opportunity to build your own winter comfort zone, a place you can relax during basketball season as you take in the big games. You'll love Credit Union of Ohio for its quick decisions and You First banking philosophy. Visit cuofohio.org to work with a team member and make your home dreams come true. NCUA insured, equal housing lender, NMLS 704953.
Love Donato's pepperoni? Get it hot with the spicy pepperoni pizza, made with 100 pieces of spicy pepperoni and zesty banana peppers. Or get a lot with the 150 pepperoni pizza, loaded with 150 pieces of Donato's famous crispy pepperoni. Now get a large for just $1 more than a large one topping. Hosting a crowd? Let Donato's make your next party delicious and easy. Order online at Donato's.com.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Chris Holtman Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Welcome back to our weekly Chris Holtman Show, presented by Roosters as Ohio State. Following last night's 76-64 victory at Penn State, comes back home. They will host Towson on Wednesday night at the Value City Arena. That is a 9 o'clock tip-off. And then on Saturday the 11th, their Big Ten home opener, where the Buckeyes will host the Wisconsin Badgers. That will be a 12 noon tip, and then it'll be back to non-conference play after that Kentucky in Las Vegas on Saturday the 18th, home on the 21st with Tennessee Martin, and home on Tuesday the 28th with New Orleans before the Buckeyes return back home to Big Ten play. But, Ron, we're getting to that point in time of the year, and you talk about it a lot. Once you get done with school, you get a bunch of games coming at you in a row, and it's fun for a basketball player.
Oh, you got to love it. You come to school, obviously, to get an education, but as a pure basketball player, you enjoy the fact that there's no school. You can focus on basketball, hanging with your teammates, or after practice is over, getting some reps and working on some things where you feel that are your weaknesses. But as a basketball player, best time of the year.
Certainly is. And it's been great, too, to see fans back in the stands, obviously here at home. But what we saw last night, which is a little unusual for Penn State, a good crowd in an arena where they curtain off the top and force everybody to the lower bowl. And they were pretty feisty there last night.
Well, Paul, first game on the road at Xavier. I mean, that in essence was just made you feel like, hey, it's back to college basketball again, because you hear the crowd, you hear the boos, you hear all the negativity, but it's part of college basketball. And then, of course, the games down in Florida, you were not there, but I mean, it was an incredible environment, the crowd, and I got to give Buckeye Nation a lot of credit. And I know Coach Holtman did in the post comments after the game. He said, they're doing OHIO around the arena. That was really exciting. Then, of course, at Penn State, first row, a Big Ten game this year, just hearing the fans, I think it forces your team to grow and get the win, but you're still growing. That's got to be exciting.
And certainly starting league playoff with a road victory. And you've seen all the way back to the days you played here at Ohio State how tough it is to win on the road in the Big Ten.
Well, I don't care what place that team is in, whether it's first, middle, or the end, a road game is a gem. You take it, you run with it, and you're smiling the whole way to the bus and on the plane and back home.
Yes, so Ohio State will be at home on Wednesday hosting Towson. Coach, another of our Union Home Mortgage Inbox questions, Jane in Columbus, and you talked about Seth Towns earlier, but what are the biggest things you're looking to get from him when he is cleared to play?
You know, Seth Seth provides obviously great shooting, really good feel at a 6'8", versatile forward. I think, you know, some of the things we saw from him last year is he rebounded a little bit better than we thought. His defense has to continue to grow and improve, but some of that was, you know, he wasn't fully 100% healthy last year. So I think his knee is much better than it's been. As a matter of fact, his knee's felt the best it's ever felt. It was his back this year. And I think once that gets fully healthy and if his knee continues to improve like it has, I think we'll continue to see really good things out of Seth as long as he stays healthy.
Coach, as I try to grasp and understand the extra year, how does Seth Towns, when you look at what he's going through, is this his last year? Potentially he could play one more year or a couple years? Just explain that.
I'll be honest with you. It's confusing for me, too, Ron. And I've got to ask compliance, okay, who's got another year, who doesn't? How much longer can this guy play? And, you know, so Seth could play another year. He could end up playing what would be, I guess, his sixth year maybe, if I've got that right. He does have another year of eligibility. I think for him, he and I had conversations at the start of the year and said, let's see how this year plays out. And he'll make that decision at the end of the year, kind of depending on his health and where his mindset is at, if he wants to, you know, continue to do this or professionalize or see the next place step in his life. A lot of kids want to do that. They want to just go and professionalize or go to the next phase of their life. But he also may want to come back and play a full, healthy year, especially understanding who we're losing around those forward positions.
James in Cleveland with another Union Home Mortgage Inbox question. With the COVID numbers going in the wrong direction again, what are the biggest things that you and really everyone can do to keep the team healthy?
Yeah, good question. You know, I've not followed the COVID numbers as much as probably I should have, or I should right now. But I think as much as anything, you're trying to mitigate risk like we always have. You know, we do have a fully vaccinated team and program. So I think that helps. I understand that's a choice. But I think as much as anything, you're trying to make sure that guys honestly limit, you know, they limit their who they're around and how much they're around. Obviously, the Duke game, you couldn't really limit it.
No, you couldn't.
You know, who you were around and how much you were around. Well, I got swallowed up in the floor, which was great. It was great to be with those students and everybody that was there at that game. Thanks again for that turnout.
And great to have this, the first of many during the season. Thank you, as always, for your time. You know we appreciate it.
Looking forward to it, guys. Great to be with you.
Thank you for listening to the Chris Holtmann Show, presented by Roosters. Today's show brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, and by Credit Union of Ohio. Join us Wednesday, beginning at 8:15, as the Buckeyes host Towson. For Skip Mossick, Colin Berenger, Ron Stokes, and Coach Chris Holtmann, this is Paul Keels on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then Coach Rick Mahorn, Sensation Nasir Khor, and the Detroit Amps look to protect home court against back-to-back MVP Michael Beasley and the defending champs Miami 305. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays on BET.
Yay!